Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's such a great time to be able to study the Word together. I think any time that we set aside our particular time and study God's Word, we're going to be blessed, and God is blessed while we study His Word together. We always go to Him in prayer, and so if you will, pray with me today as we begin our time together. Heavenly Father, again, we bless you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for life and breath and sustenance of life. And Lord, I'm just so grateful today that we can learn your word and that you're with us to be our teacher. And by your Holy Spirit, you will guide us into all truth, Lord, and you will help us to live according to that truth as well. We just want to bless you today, and I pray our time of study is just pleasing in your eyes. And we'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Judas Iscariot Begins to Speak. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12 and verse 4. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. And in chapter 12 and verse 4 of his book, John shared how Judas Iscariot began to speak, where we read, "Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him." The verse reads, "Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son." John began with the words, "Then said one of his disciples," which means at that time uttered, declared, and proclaimed a particular and certain one of Jesus' students, pupils, and attendants, Judas Iscariot, or Judas, which means he shall be praised, Iscariot, which means of the men of Kerioth. Simon's son, which means the male offspring and progeny of Simon, whose name means a little rock or stone. John shared how one of Jesus' students, who was named Judas Iscariot, began to make a statement about what he saw. The verse continues, "which should betray him." John added the words, "which should betray him," which means who was about to, intended to, and had in mind to deliver Jesus up to custody, to be judged, condemned, scourged, tormented, and put to death. John shared how Judas Iscariot was the disciple of Jesus who would eventually deliver him over to the religious authorities to be judged, condemned, beaten, and crucified. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn about Judas who was to betray Jesus. Judas observed how Mary anointed Jesus' feet with the ointment of spikenard, and we'll comment about it in our next verse. And his words reveal his heart as he spoke. God wants people to have a heart toward his son Jesus so they can have a personal relationship with him. The sin within people keeps them from having intimate fellowship with God. And when a person yields their life to his son Jesus, he forgives their sins and cleanses them from all unrighteousness. Those who are wise will study this story about Judas Iscariot and ask the question, am I more like Mary or Judas when it comes to Jesus? Next time, John shares how Judas asked, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence? So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,